हरिः ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Okay. Does it come up again? Okay. So,
You were asking, do we have?
I was just saying on the vital drop, the bindu. No?
It's in the next chapter.
In the next chapter, okay.
No,
the
beginning vital of the next chapter.
About vital drops.
It explains all the five aspects.
Okay. Oh, you got a new one. Warmer. This is the winter.
This is more thick.
Yeah, yeah. So it's the winter model.
Yeah, yeah. Especially when you're driving on the scooter.
Yeah, yeah. It must be really... Okay, Chaitanya Upanayanam, Natya Shastra, chapter 20, 10 kinds of plays. Page 5. An act which relates to the direct exploits of the person mentioned before, i.e. the heroes, and their various conditions, should not be made too long. It should also be known that an act is to contain more sentiments than one. Arising from words and deeds of the hero, his queen and their superiors, priest, minister, and leader of the army, Sartha Vaha, pacification of anger, grief, pronouncing a curse, terrified flight, marriage ceremony, commencement of any miracle, and its actual occurrence should not be made visible in an act. Right. So these things, pacification of anger, grief, pronouncing a curse, terrified flight, marriage ceremony, commencement of any miracle, and its actual occurrence should not be made visible in any act. So these are all done off stage. Then they're referred to.
Yes.
A battle, loss of a kingdom, a death, and siege of a city may not be presentable in an act, should be referred to by means of introductory scenes. In an act or in an introductory scene of the Nataka or the Prakarana, there should be no killing of a person who is known as the hero. His flight or capture or treaty with the enemy should be brought about, and these should be indicated in the introductory scenes by referring to relevant actions. Okay, so in anything that's not pleasant and this and that, they're all just referred to.
Yes.
You know, and how they've conquered this and how they this and that and all that kind of thing. Because we have to remember is that the drama is there to create an elevation in consciousness.
Yes. Yes.
So that elevation in consciousness means then you have to have some nice activities are there and accomplishments and that. That we're in a bad situation, everybody's in a bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Marriage ceremonies.
No, that's not that, but it's just that it would be like this. If you look at these things, it's not that, see, is these here, a battle, loss of a kingdom, death, and siege of a city. It would not be presentable. How would you do that?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, so that's the one thing. But these other ones are also not done. In other words, this is a list of everything that you don't show on the stage. So, pacification of anger. Okay, you pacify the anger. And then is everybody going to be satisfied with that? You know, it's just like if you say, oh no, don't be angry, everything's going to be okay. And then you move on. And somebody goes, what? You know? Does that make sense? So, for like that. grief, then the point is then it brings about grief in the audience. That's what you want to avoid. Pronouncing a curse, you don't, because that's a bad thing also. Terrified flight, then that also is going to create a difficulty. Marriage ceremony is that one, is that who's, how many people at a marriage? Right, it's a huge amount. It's very big. It's like a battle. It's too big to, or a siege of a city. You know, you wouldn't be able to do it rightly. And even if you do, then everybody has their own ways of doing it, depending on your community. So whichever one you do, then they're going to say, oh, that's not right. You should be doing this and that. So you're not going to elevate. They're just going to get too distracted by these things. Does that make sense? Commencement of any miracle and its actual occurrence. You know, people get, you don't want them to get too absorbed in those things. Does that make sense? It'll be hard to show. So, but they'll be talked about. Those you could do. You could say it was a marriage, it was a grand affair, and then everybody in their own mind is going to have what's a grand affair, because what you do on the stage won't be necessarily a grand affair. You know, if I remember once we went for, somehow I was in the, what is it? I think it's China Bazaar in Calcutta. And that, where they do all the printing of everything, you know? And that, and it would be the it would have been wedding season. So they're printing, you know, all the invitations. So I ask them, so, you know, how many of these do you print? And they say, at minimum, they print 2,000. They won't print less than that. Some people print more, but minimum is just 2,000. Everybody does 2,000. You know? You know? So that's what you mean, is you don't show a wedding because it's just so big and all the food. This, so whatever you do, it won't do. But if you talk about it, people in their mind will make a very grand affair. You know, you bring out a few points like that and they'll make it into fabulous. But if you show a little bit there, it's not going to be grand, and they're not, in their mind aren't going to take it. So you just do those things that will directly are going to affect the you know, their appreciation and the consciousness and that. Those things, then it's worthwhile doing. Does that make sense? Because otherwise, everybody has their own ideas about these things. Yes?
Main aspects, most of this which are prohibited, is it changes the rasa as soon as, like, here it is said in Nataka, even in the hero who is assisting, there are only 4 or 5 people who come on the stage. There are too many people, then it distracts the thing, and yeah, then it goes into a different mood. For the audience, the main thing is just to concentrate on what is happening and how the main characters are interacting and how the main seed is being carried and vital of the whole.
Does that make sense? Yeah, so it's just, you're trying to give that focus so that everything will be the continuity. Because if you bring in too much of all these big things, then one can get distracted. Because you don't necessarily know what's going on. And it's so much. Like, let's say you have the scene where, you know, whoever it is running through the market. You know, a huge market, huge everything like that, but that production is so big and so much arrangement, and how much, it's just the guys running through. You know, what's the big deal? So that could just be explained and save so much trouble. So you don't get distracted by what's going on or things like that. You know, and then also that the production has to be so big, and so it becomes very expensive. So it's not something that everybody can do. Because it should be any Brahmin and any actors who have this ability and this inclination, they'll be able to put on a production. Right? Does that make sense? You know, so it makes it like that, yes.
Also, because of introduction to the cinema, all these kind of things, then it has to be taken over by the Vaishyas. And
yes.
Because of which the whole purpose of
Of it gets lost. Yeah, because they're going to look at what's profit. While the Brahmins would look at it, what's going to, you know, inspire the people in God consciousness. Yeah, because you see all the producers, then, now they mentioned it before, you had to have the, that was the first thing that came on the screen, was the producer. Huge letters. No one else got that big of a name. Sometimes even the title of the movie wasn't as big as their name. Like that, you know, because it's just that whole thing of recognition, but just to make money.
Maharaj can we say that the Nataka performance is mainly for I think it is the most important about the drama. The Nataka is the most important, and it's really dedicated to the Lord, the pastime of the Lord, or heroine, devotee who are representing that.
Yes, yes. So in other words, it's always going to be about the Lord and his devotees.
So it is the most, pure personality.
Yes, yes. It means others you could use lower, but at the same time, so you can use, I think you can use shorter forms for doing the same thing if you don't have much time.
Yes.
But generally, it's like if it's being done connected to the Lord and the devotees, then it's going to be a nataka. And if it's not, it has that, what's that other one called?
Prakarana.
Yes. That'll be, it's just some great personality.
Yes.
Like that. You know, like if you do on Harishchandra or something like that. There's nothing devotional in the whole thing. Or Nala and Damayanti. There's nothing devotional like that. So he says, in an act or an introductory scene. So there's not going to be anything where you're killing a person known as the hero. The hero never dies in the thing. You know, he can die between this nataka and the next one, but he can't, he won't, you know, like that. But it is, had nothing to do with that. An act should cover events that can take place in course of a single day. Right? So it has to be what could happen in a day. It wouldn't be stretching it over months or years. Between acts, that can be time passing. But you don't try to use the time passing there that much, you know? It should relate to the seed of the play. The seed, that's the bija, that's different from the bindu, right?
Yes.
Okay. And should proceed without a clash with the routine duties. You know, whatever normal duties and everything, it shouldn't be that they're broken down or not properly done. Right? Because the whole idea is people are supposed to, you know, they have their prescribed duties. They do their duties in that, and in this way, they're God conscious.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Seed is defined in the next chapter as that which scattered in a small measure expands itself in various ways and ends in fruition. Means
that's the bija.
That's the bija. Means it is going to give you the result.
So it means you're going to. Okay, you're starting with it. Then there's something bad, and then it gets the fruit.
And then vital drop. Or bindu is that which sustains the continuity till the end of the play, even when the chief object of the play is for some time being suspended.
Okay.
This is the.
So whatever is keeping everything going, yes. Even though the main characters may be there or not, but the same mood is there.
So it's the main theme?
The main thing would be the bija, no?
Yeah, the bija in one.
Well, no, yes, the overall. It's going to be the overall events on where it begins, how it progresses, and then how it results. So then you could probably say that, yeah, be like the theme.
The beginning and ending, it should always like match.
Match.
That is the bija.
Yes.
And then the overall continuity, which maintains the logic of things are moving and all this.
That's what the theme is.
Yeah, the theme, but the thing needs to be logical. It should be a proper. Is it? Illogical theme is not the vital drop. But here it means the drop doesn't mean drop off. It means it means basically the essence.
That which pervades maybe. That
yeah.
Be the nice,
yeah, drop here because you think it's dropping off. It means that, so it's the vital essence of it, the theme of it, like that. So that's the bindu. So it's, in other words, it's the it means you could say the bindu is like you have the big thing. Yeah, and then the essence of that, what's the main points? You know, it'd be like the principles of it. So the principles of it are always going through the whole thing, and they're always consistent, and they naturally unfold. And then the seed will be that there's, let's say, Yudhishthira becoming the king. And so then you'll have things that'll start off where it is, all the different things that'll go through until he until it becomes the case. Okay. So, an act which relates to the... Oh no, that's where you started. A wise playwright should not put too many events in a single act. Events in it should be depicted without a hindrance to routine duties. So, you don't have only one thing in an act, and you don't have too many things in an act. So you have to have the variety, but they're all connected together and within a day. You can also have, it's just part of a day, and then different acts another part of the day, but the point is, it shouldn't expand more than that. Like that. Does that make sense? Yeah.
And the act is supposed to give goods from scar, as you mentioned.
Yes, yes.
By looking, elevating the consciousness.
Yes, yes.
It's not at all, yes, always elevating the consciousness.
It's the whole production is for elevating the consciousness. That's the purpose of drama. It doesn't have any other purpose. It's not that, you know, actors are out there and they just have something to say.
Yeah.
That's not what it's for. I mean, you can have, we'll get across it, that there might be little things where someone can stand on the soapbox or something. And,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But. Udriti, Srila Rupa Goswami. In a qualified theatrical play, the following must be arranged, such as visibility of the activities of an actor, short prose conversation, limited amounts of words that have hidden or deep meanings. Right? It can't be too much, otherwise you can't connect them all together.
Mm-hmm.
Limited amount of poems, otherwise it's just you get too many poems. Yeah. Poemed out. Limited amount of activities. Concluding with a clear object. You know, it needs to be clear what it is. These endings that just leave you hanging, you know, like that,
yeah.
that's improper. You know? Because otherwise, you know, you go your whole life, whatever happened. You know what I'm saying? You know, the bus was half over the cliff and half not, you know, and the gold was sliding towards the back and they all run up this way and they don't know what to do and then it ends. You know? You know what I'm saying? It's been, you know, what is it, 50 years? I'm still wondering what happened. So you're not supposed to do that.
More confused than before.
Yeah, you know, you're supposed to, it has a clear object.
Yeah.
Devoid of dialogues lasting for days. You know, nobody likes it when Tallman talks too much, right? Arranged by plots that could be played within a day or both day and night. You know, it's within the day, or if it's done, it's the day and the night. But it has to be within a day, within 24 hours. It should also be devoid of killing, screaming from a distance, fight, disaster in the kingdom, cursing, passing of stool and urine, mundane enjoyment, sexual pleasure, death, eating, bathing, smearing of sandalwood pulp on the body, napping, kissing, embracing, and such other things that are a cause of shame and disgust. And at the end, if all the actors would exit from the stage, then it is called anka, or an act of a theatrical play. Nataka Chandrika, 213 to 2017. So he is describing here an act or the overall play. It's probably both.
Different aspect, and then just the definition of the act. Like when
is that that all the actors leave from the stage.
So it means there is no curtain.
No, there's no curtain.
Yes.
There's
yes.
no curtain. That's the thing. It's like a Shakespearean stage. There's
yes.
no curtain.
Yes.
So it's just people come on, it starts, people walk off, that's the
yes.
end of it.
Yes.
Then when they walk, when walks on again, it's a whole new flavor.
Yes.
You know, it's a different, something's different about it.
Yes, yes.
Like that.
And probably we can see the person who can speak between the act, no?
I can be. You can. It means if it's there, director can come on and talk. The director, it means in the Sanskrit dramas, the director can come on and talk during the drama.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like that. And other people can come on that are not directly part of the main theme, that are a side theme, that they can be talking and explaining.
Yes.
So you have very far out techniques that you don't, that generally you don't see. If you use them in the modern, they'd think that it's very, very far out. You know, they think it's very unique. But it's just the tools they had were very great. It's just nowadays you have a big fancy curtain, but you don't need the curtain because the curtain always gets stuck and it always drives somebody nuts. So
another important thing is in some of the plays like Samvatsarana, which is three-act play, each act goes around like 2 hours like that.
Really? So 6 hours?
Yeah. It can go like long because that is representing like the one which initially we discussed about Lord Brahma did in front of Lord Shiva.
Yeah.
The Tripura Vrata, it is Samvatsarana.
Okay.
It's each act is like, it's an episode in itself, like the whole thing happening.
Okay. 6 hours. It's like, what do you call it? Kurosawa? No?
So the whole thing is, within an act, if you cannot keep breaking and bringing in, it should...
Okay, if you can't, you have to put so many things together, then you would use this form.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what they're using. More modern things use that, because they span more than a day. So they're using those things. Okay. So the 10-act means that the acts are shorter.
Shorter.
Yeah. Because it says, not too much.
Main thing is, in this 5 to 10 acts, you have all the rasas. In this 2-act reaction, it's only one thing. Like one style.
Oh, okay. Just one flavor. Yeah, because if he's Tripura Sura, there's only one flavor. Okay. Okay, introductory scene. When events that are to be finished in the course of a day cannot be accommodated in an act, these should be presented in an introductory scene after closing the act. By closing the act in which they begin events requiring a month or a year, but never more than that for their happening, there are also be presented similarly. When in an act any person starts on business on a long journey, it should be brought to a close at that point as prescribed before. So they're going to begin, they go there. So in an introductory, you can have in between. You have the main introduction to the whole drama. But you can have in between acts also an introductory scene. You know, somebody comes on and talks about it or this or that. Does that make sense? So it wouldn't be necessarily specifically that they are doing anything. It would be someone else to be explaining it, no?
The introducer is also one of the important members.
Yes.
He has to represent the director in all, in his mood, in his character, everything. So he's also a Brahman.
Yes. So in other words, it's those who deal with the whole thing, because they'll also know it nicely because they're overseeing the whole drama. So they'll know how it connects, how it does this and that. So they'll do a very nice job in connecting it together. And you're familiar because you saw them at the beginning. They explained everything. Yeah. Now you have an act. If they come on again, then you know that, okay, then something else. And this way, if you don't need that, you can just go from one into the next.
Yes.
But if not, then you can have this little interlude in between.
So it's more easy to follow for the audience.
Yes, yes. The idea is it should be easy to follow. You know, this idea is we'll make it very cryptic and this and very far out, and that will impress people. It might impress, you know, some of the guys that write the stuff, but it'll bomb. Yeah. So you have something where the critics, they think it's fabulous, and it absolutely no one liked it. Or everyone loved it, and the critics don't like it because it wasn't intellectual enough for them. You know, because all they do is watch movies, and so unless it's something different, they're pretty jaded. No. Yes.
I was just thinking, the playwright, the director, and the introducer, all are supposed to have the same qualities and same level of
understanding.
But the playwright is having that more expertise in writing.
Yes.
And then director is overall presenting all the emotions and all, and the introducer has to focus only on that 6 aspects of presentation.
Okay, so in other words, he's a good orator. Okay, so that means the director could do the presenting, but if not, he can be separate in another person. In other words, if he's a good director, he knows everything, can do that, but he's not great at speaking.
Yes.
Then
Also, yeah. The director is always present on the backstage with the actors. So he comes and presents and goes back.
Okay.
He doesn't want
so then to he doesn't have to leave. He can organize things. Okay. That's also very practical. Because you see, even nowadays, you have some directors that you never see them. You never talk about them. You never see them in interviews. Nothing. They just don't like to come out and talk. But they're very expert. But then you have others that, you know, they will go interviews, they'll talk a lot, and even some of them come on and act. They take part in the whole thing and act and everything. So it's just a matter of that. So that gives the opportunity that there has to be someone who presents, but there has to be someone who's overseeing. It can be two people, or it can be one person. But if it's two, then one can be backstage overseeing things. So generally we have the smaller guys are backstage, but that's the problem, is then things go wrong. So you have the big guy backstage. Okay. An act of the Nataka and Prakarana. With an act of the Nataka and the Prakarana, the hero should be closely associated. And an introductory scene should be made up of a conversation of attendants. In plays relating to the Nataka and Prakarana, an introductory scene coming between two acts will refer briefly to the next segments. It, the introductory scene, should not consist of exploits of the superior and middling characters. And there should be no exalted speech in it. Yeah. And in practice, it should adopt speeches and manners of the common people. Right? Because you're explaining it to the general audience. So who comes on, they'll be you know, just the common characters in the play. They'll explain things. You know, or the orator will do like that, because they're dressed differently. These other ones, actors that come on, they're in costume. Right? And in character. But the director, the orator. They dress differently. They're not in a costume. They're in something just like dressed like Brahmins. But not Brahmins like on the stage, just very simple, just like plain white or something. And then they come on and they may do. So you won't have another exalted person from there coming on, because it's about them. So you have to have someone else who's giving an insight for the common person. An introductory scene may have many purposes. It may explain the advent of time, change of purpose, or the inversion of movement, or making a beginning of some event, right? Because you want to just show a part of an event, so the beginning will be done in the introductory scene. Then the essential point, you'll just see that. Events which depend on many persons are to be expressed in segments by means of introductory scenes. For a play containing too many prose passages will be tiresome to the spectators at the time of the production of a play. When a particular item cannot be completely presented in act, lest it should be too large for a successful production, its account should be compressed in a few words and put in an introductory scene. So the point of the introductory is you're summarizing things so very much that if you wanted to act it out in real time, it would take so long. You want to avoid that. You just want to say, you know, the king said this, that the king was upset and he sent his, you know, like that. You know, so then it's clever ways of how you do it. Are you going to have it explained, or someone else is going? It's going to be a conversation between these people. You know, does that make sense? Like, let's say you have the palace, then you might have some of the courtesans talking amongst themselves, like that, about this happened and that, and what's going to happen now. And does that make sense? Yeah. Can they turn off that water, please?
Now, can you also say that the director or the person who is speaking, he can also adjust with the audience that he has?
It means if it's the director or the introducer, you know, if he comes on, there's they always generally speaking, it's very common they can break the fourth wall. They can directly talk with the audience. For all these others, if it's, you know, common characters that are within the play or like that, they don't break the fourth wall. They just discuss among themselves. Does that make sense?
The
drama is
doing a few times. Few times, not only one time.
Okay.
For different audience.
Okay.
So, is it according to what I understand? It means the producer or the producer, he can present in a different way. Because he's speaking, it's not a.
I mean, if you have it's completely different place with a different audience, then he might bring it out like that. But the point is the play is the play. It's already been written in one way. It means unless the people are so different. But the point is, if there's a few things they have to bring out. But generally speaking, there's no need of that. It's not impromptu. It's what would be spoken. Is already been written by the playwright.
Yes, yes.
So it would be one thing, like that. So unless the director taking that play and then seeing for the local people and that, he might add in stuff, but then it would be a regular thing. You know, it's just like, you know, something is playing, a drama is playing in the theater. You know, I don't know what you have. You have Broadway in New York, West End in London. What do you have in Paris? Don't know? Okay. So they must have their theatrical district. And so, you know, or what is it, Moulin Rouge or something. So whatever it is.
Huh?
Yeah. It's always going on. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Because that's what people come. So if they come and it's something different, then he did this, and I go and it wasn't that, then I won't be impressed. It's the same thing. You know. Does that make sense? You know, unless it's you throw in some very what's that word? To something that's a very contemporary event.
Yes.
You just refer to that and just as a moment and going through. That might happen.
Yes. Yes.
You can do that. If something very big and everyone's talking about that, then you could bring that up, but you wouldn't change the lines. You might just throw that in. That makes sense.
I think the actor must learn their take by heart. No?
Yes, all the actors know their lines by heart. Yeah. Everything's it's set. It's just the point is what goes on in modern theater. That's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, we're not talking here living theater where you just take a house and cut it in half. You know, so it's completely open, and then you put in chairs for everyone to sit, and then the people in the house just go around living the life as normal. And, you know, in other words, doing all the things that Rupa Goswami said should not be shown on the stage.
Yes.
Well, that's exactly what living theater is.
Yes.
Yeah, they just do that. I mean, it's just like that. You know. You have nothing better to do. I mean, it's like, you know. You know, your life has to be a bit boring if you eat lunch, but for excitement you have to go watch someone else eat lunch. You know, so. The supporting scene. In the Nataka, the supporting scene, Vishkambaka, should always be made up with the middling characters. Footnote 2. This means that the superior characters do not appear in the supporting scene. So the supporting scene is different from an act? So that this is like instead of a introductory scene, you have a supporting scene? Or this is within an act and you have... Oh, because everybody hasn't left. So you can have a supporting scene within the act.
You can have it at the beginning of act or in between acts. The supporting scene.
It can be between also instead of an introductory.
Yes.
But it also can be within the act itself.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so the main characters might leave and others will come on.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And it should be concise and adopt Sanskritic speech. Right? So middling characters, so it's formal. Mm-hmm. While we see with the with the introductory, it would be your common characters, and they'd probably be speaking in Prakrit.
Yes.
Like that. It should be of two kinds, pure Shuddha and mixed Samkirna. Of these, the pure is made up with the middling characters only, and the mixed with the inferior and the middling characters. So you can have both like that. In the Natak and the Prakarna, supporting scene between two acts or at the beginning of an act should always include the middling and inferior characters. So either the middling and inferior, it should include them. Right? So they may be coming on and then they'll interact and then the major characters will come in. You know? Like that. Udriti, Srila Rupa Goswami. All dramatic plot is divided into two. One is sucha and other is asucha. Anything that is devoid of taste or flavor is called sucha, or to be discussed. If some part cannot be shown in the act, but it must be announced, then it can be done with the help of arto pakshe pakas, which are five kinds. Vishkamba, Chulika, Ankasya, Anka Varata, and Vatara, Anka Vatara, and Praveshaka. Vishkamba is that which indicates the past and future part of the plot. So it'll deal with the past, what's happened before, and what will happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That, Vishkamba, is briefly presented by the inferior actors in the beginning of the act. It is of two kinds, pure and mixed. The mix is performed by the lower and medium classes of actors, just as in the beginning of the second act of the Vidugdha Madhava. The conversation presented between Mukhara and Nandi Mukha is an example of mixed one. Right, so Nandi Mukha will be middling and Mukhara will be general, like that, or like that. It is called Mishra Vishkamba. Pure Shuddha Vishkamba is when only medium actors, either one or many, are performing. This kind of examples are illustrated many times in the book called Lalita Madhava.
What is when you say lower medium classes of actor?
Yes.
It means it is the person that they are playing.
Yes, it means who they're representing. It means, in other words, if they're the hero and, you know, that kind of level, let's say we say the king, the ministers, the queen, you know, his general, his son, they may be the main characters or the higher characters. Because here it's just you have to have some way to show that there's different levels of characters. Then you're going to have ones that are prominent and like that, but not as prominent as these. So they're the main support. That'll be the middling. Then you're just going to have guys that just are there. You know, just they may come on, do one thing, leave, and this and that. You know, like what do you call it? Yeah, and so they don't have they don't play a major role in the whole drama. So higher means they're what the drama's about, or they're the main characters in seeing that the whole plot and theme is being carried out, right? And the middling are giving a support, and then the lower are you know even just supporting that background of that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So that we're saying in introductory scenes, generally it's that the lower, the common ones will come out. Because then they can do whatever it is and they talk. Because if they talk, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say if you're there and you're in the back and you hear some, you know, like let's say you're at a big program. And let's say some of the servers, you know, bring the food around and drinks. They're sitting talking in some gossip.
Mm-hmm.
That's normal.
Yes.
But now let's say you happen to be standing in a place so that you can't really be seen. You're standing on one side of the column and you have peoples of that higher character, you know, talking gossip. That's kind of like, what?
Yes.
So it has to be that they can say all these things and, oh, this should happen or that only, if that would, or this one, or this happened, but he said this would happen and like that. That's what they hear, you know? Like the main story is about, you know, you'll have the king, the queen, you know, all these people like that, ministers and all that, and they'll be moving through. But And on, during the whole thing, you're going to be having all the assistants and servants and all that there. And they're just doing their part. But if you want to know what's going on in the palace, you ask them. They're in every room for every conversation, no matter what's going on, they're there. So therefore, they can represent that. You know, but we're saying supporting scene. That means it's not just introductory where you just have to bring in some information or little things like that. But it's some scene that supports the main act. So that'll be done by middling characters. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, so that will be more important. But it can also be mixed in that it's these middling ones and some, the lower ones, the common ones. That, okay. Good. The act of providing info of a matter or an event by an invisible wise person who is behind the curtain is called chulika. It can be placed either in the beginning or in the middle. Mm-hmm. Right? Because you want to have something going on, you know, that something being explained.
Yes.
It can be done either in the beginning, so it opens the thing, or something's happened and then you want to do something in between, then it can also be explained. If any of the acts briefly indicates the incidents of all the other acts and describes the seed of the plot, it is called ankasya, or beginning of an act. Right, so something you're connecting it, the sangati, between all the other acts. Yeah, and so that you know what also the main part of the plot is, right, the seed. Right, no? If the actors who have entered the play by the end of the previous act and indicate about the subject matter of the next act without any interruption, that is said to be ankasya. Thus they define, right? So it can be is that something's going on, the others go, they come on, they like this and just indicate something in that and then go. So that's the supporting scene. So within an act, you may have many scenes. But the scenes will just be by the movements of people, who's there, who's not. It's not done by a curtain. Does that make sense? Yeah. Like that. So it has to be well thought out on how somebody can move, others can go out and... You know, that's why there's many places to come on from. It's the same thing. They're coming out, like, excuse me. Yeah, so they're going off this one. These are coming on this. So while they finish the thing, so let us depart. And so they're still on the stage, but they're walking off this side. The other guys are already walking on. You know, and they're already starting their talking. So there's no break. That's another point. There's no break.
Also, it represents that the scene is continuous.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's end of act.
Yeah, you think it's the end of the act. So that's why everybody goes off. Nothing's there.
Yes.
Then you know it's end of the act. Now when something starts, now when someone comes on, then you know now it's an introductory scene, it's the next act, a supporting scene, you know, or you get the sound of the chulika, like that, or, you know. So you do have these things. It's a very... In other words, you can see it's a very sophisticated art form. And it has so many aspects that you will see something here in this drama, something here in that drama and that, but all these can be in one drama in the Vedic. So what's very unique in all the dramas that have ever been performed, they're all just naturally can be in one nataka. So you can see it's what a production it is. It's such a much bigger you know, how you say, experience. Like that. Because they're just far-out techniques. Does that make sense? Yes.
That's why we see in one region, like in all of Andhra Pradesh, like you may be knowing only two or three natakas that are ever performed. They perform the same thing again and again.
Because that's the whole point of that. In presentation, it has to have that madhurya. So that's something you could hear it again and again. It's that well done. You know, so we don't see someone producing so many, right?
Yes.
You know, they produce a few and they're very big and they last. You know, so those that are those well done like that, you see that even now they're still going after 50 years, 100 years, 200 years, you know, 400 years or whatever it is. You know, I mean, there's still the ones, the Roman ones, you could still do those. You know, just that you don't have anybody that can relate to the formality and all that. But otherwise, yeah, big production.
Actually, it's these big professions, they become like a classic.
They're classic, yeah. But that's what you see, that Vidagdha Madhava, Lalita Madhava, they're classics. You know, Chaitanya Chandradhari Natakam, they're classics. Like that. Even, you know, Kalidas, I think he has, I can't remember how many plays. There's a certain amount of plays. There's certain plays of Basha. You know, classic. I think he has a lot of one-act plays and stuff like that. So it's just, you know, they do one thing and it's classic. So that's the point. You don't mind. You know, it's like Mahabharata stories. They're all classic stories. You don't mind hearing them again and again. So you hear, then, you know, you hear it. That's nice. Someone can orate it very nicely and, you know, nice storytelling, dramatic, you know, kind of storytelling, you know, like that. Then it becomes even better. Now here, so they act it out, you know. And then you act it out, you know, then that's nice. But then even more, like kids get together and act it out. Even more, you have the whole stage costumes and everything like that. And, you know, like that. Throw in some popcorn. Hey, you know, it's good. So Ankashya is defining, right? So incidents of all other acts, something that connects it. So it's showing some sangati. Because otherwise, you may not know how one act connects to the another. So it's just, they just come on at just a few points like that, it's an anka. They come on as more of an active thing, then that would be you know, your introductory or your supportive. Like that. Anka Vatara is when the actors from the previous act enter into the next without having any division of the acts. When only a lower class actor informs about the incidents of the past and future in between the two acts, it is called Praveshika. Right? So, what do you call it? Vishkamba? Okay, so some part cannot be shown in the act but must be announced, then it can be done with the help of Arto Pakshepakas, which are five kinds. So the Vishkamba is where you're showing the future or the past by inferiors in the beginning of the act, like that. And then you have, or mixed, right? Chulika is when you have, you know, an invisible wise person then announces, you know, so it'll always be very formal and very, you know, directly informative. Ankasya, then seat of the plot, beginning of an act, like that. Or indicate about the next act, either at the very end. Mm-hmm. Then what was the next one? Ankavatara. Ankavatara, yeah. Was actors from the previous enter into the next without any division of the acts. Yeah, they'll just go on, come right back on. Mm-hmm. Like that. So technically everybody's left, but they immediately come on, so you don't see any things like that. And then the lower class comes and forks about it. It's called a Praveshika. Yes. You know, the common actors.
Yes. Maharaj, when the actor moves, usually there are only two ways, you know, two sides. When the actor are coming in the drama, because behind it is a music or something like that.
Means, if say this is the stage, okay? Yes. Then... Yeah, okay, just like this. So, you're going to have... That means it won't be this big. It'll be smaller like that. So, here's the black line, right? So, this is a raised platform.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Not much, like this much raised.
Yes.
And that's where the musicians sit.
Yes.
Then you're going to have a door on each side here.
Okay.
Where actors come in and go off.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But you're also going to, and then, yeah, and this is the main stage here, and then you have this part here, which is for the, I think it can even be down a little bit, or projecting. This is where they do the invocation and some other things like that. Then you're going to have two slightly raised platforms, places over here. They're covered in that. So these are also stages.
Yes. Yes.
Like that.
Yes.
So, the standard is you're entering from here and like that. But you can also enter from these. Like something's here and then, I hear them coming. And so then you go up into here. So that's, yes. Then it's, you're in a different place. You're hidden from view and that. Yes. Then they come on and act. And then these guys may talk about these guys.
Yes.
You know, as it's saying, it's those, what do you call it? Ankura? Things are like that, or introductory, supporting scene. It might go into that or something like that. And generally, that would be, they come on, it's the supporting scene, then the main actors, they come here, then they might make a few comments.
Yes.
And then leave, like that. So that means people could come on that way also. Because
yes.
If you've established this as something, then they may come here and start something, and then come down into there. You know, so if you want to show that it's a different place, then you're going, you can do like that. So you have four places you can enter. And then for occasional, for very dramatic entrances, this opening here can put a curtain, but it's one of those, you know, hand whoosh, like this kind of curtains, not these like this kind of things, you know, like that. And so you can put a curtain there that I think you have a dramatic entrance like that, Madhu Mangal. You know, like, you know, it'll be the end of the act, and then the curtain's drawn, and then Madhu Mangal is, then they pull the curtain, and he comes from there. He goes, a ghost, and they have this kind of a thing, like that. In other words, you've seen Purnamasi and the gopis, right, you know,
yeah.
Like that. So you can do that also, but generally it'll be that kind of thing, or the king, you know. So it has to be very dramatic for that one. Otherwise, the normal ones, you come on here, it's a little bit more subtle. That's before the main, you could come on here or go off there. You know, if it's the main act, you go on and off here. But if you're going to another, you go, you know, like they say, like Nard and I forget who's talking. I think it's Chaitanya Chandradhanataka. Then they're going, they're all coming. Let's go up into the clouds and watch from there. So they go up to the side, this side stage. Does that make sense? Yeah. And this place here, because it's a platform, it means it's a wall and door. But it's not, the wall doesn't go all the way up. Right? You know, it's a wall there. So you can put something here, and you can go up on a thing and from here,
yes.
You know, do things. Like the demigods might,
yes.
You know, come up here and then say something. And
right.
So the audience, they'll move back here. So, you know, like
yes.
That. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know, you can do, you have... The options you have are, they make anything else in, you know, how you say, contemporary theater just pale in,
yes.
You know, they just don't compare.
Yes.
Like that. The techniques that you have and use and all that. There's some, In Shakespearean stages, you have the thing, you have this thing here, and you can have something up here, depends how well it's made. Or in these side things here, sometimes they have a higher stage where they can do things. And so you'll have the same, the entrances and like that. And then they'll have going down like this. They're not separate raised things. They're just long parts of the stage that go down, and then they have. So you can see it's similar. It is kind of like, but it takes on a bit of the triangular.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like if you cross the square and the triangular, you'd end up with this theater. And so it's kind of a classic thing. And those who know how to use it, directors who know how to use it, they take advantage. But for most productions you see, they don't take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it can be done, you know, like that. You know, it's just like something was there, I can't remember what it was. Somebody does something and something's... The contract or that is crumpled up and thrown on the ground, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so then, you know, the messenger and all that then, you know, picks it up and leaves or something like that. Or the guy leaves and then he goes back, gets it and walks off. Then he goes to one of those places farther down. And then you see him there, you know, because he's got to go back to the master and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's taking the thing and, you know, on the wall that, you know, the corner, he's going like this, trying to straighten it out and make it smooth again, you know. So, but he's an inferior actor, and so these kind of things, then it that's what we're meaning. It does something in between. It adds to something.
Yes.
Yeah? I don't remember which one that's from, but so some know how to take advantage of these things, and most people just know the main stage. They can't even use parts of the stage so much. It's just always in the middle. They don't know how to use the side or this or the... Yeah. But you can use all that. So that means the actors can be, you know, how you say, basically here, one, two, three, four main places like that, you know, as places where they can act. And then you also have here, you have they can enter, you know, so you have five places they can enter from. You know, so it just has so much more options. And for doing that, you don't need any, paraphernalia. You know, scenery or anything like that. You know, you might have a chair. But then that's what you have the general common characters are for. They carry the chair on and put it down, and then the king comes and sits and all that. And when it's off, they trundle it off. You know?
Yes.
You know, sometimes you have where they'll do that, but then they have those people dressed up and it's just like plain, like they're all in some plain color and that, or like, a lot of times just black, because the lights, they dim the lights and they come in and take it off, and they don't dim it so much you can't see, because then they can't see either. But, you know, so it's part of the scene. But here it's just the actors, that the common actors themselves would do it. Does that make sense?
It's more easy to organize.
Yes, but it takes better acting, because you have to be able to present, and the playwright has to be more expert to explain this, the actors at delivering this, the director at seeing that they brought it out and it's clear. You know, the timing, you know, has to be really, really... I mean, always timing is there, but you do have the thing where the curtain closes and everybody runs off and goes and does this and that. But in these, there's no curtain. So everybody goes off and then, you know, people come back on. That means you have to plan it. Okay, if this guy has to go and change clothes, but he's in the next scene, next act, then that's where you have the supporting acts to come in. They come in, do something, and it gives him the 1 minute where he can then change his, you know, turban or this or that, or and then come back on. And, you know, so you have to really think about this, that the playwright has to be very, very expert, because he has to write in all these things. And then from that, then the director will take it and then manifest it. You know? So it's a... Yeah? When the information being given is tasteless or boring, then Vishkamba and Ankasya should be presented right after the Amukha, or beginning. But it means it's just facts. It's just something there. It's not that it's the whole emotion, because they're just present. That's the difference. The other ones, people are showing the emotions and feelings and experiences. These guys are just talking about, oh, this happened and that. Did you hear what that guy said? And he said, oh, that. Now what's going to happen? These are tasteless. These are they're just talk.
Yes.
But they're important. Because, in other words, tasteless means they're not being filled with rasa in the explanation. They're just being expressed. It's just informative. Does that make sense? Similarly, its actors should be also informed. Right? So the actors should know what they're doing. Right? But when the subject matter is starting with the loving sentiments, then the act should be planned referring to the future actors by hints in the beginning itself. Right, so you have to, then the one is just, it's just tasteless. But here, then, it has to be done with such a thing it hints at that it's going to be. It's just talk, but it hints at there's going to be taste. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So subtle. Yeah? Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Rama Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.